Hi, friends. Welcome to Direct Impact Broadcasting. The network of growth and transformation presents SOS for Leaders, where your host, Taiwana Wilson, will be sharing leadership and personal growth strategies. Let's jump right in.
Hey, hey. Welcome back to SOS for Leaders, the podcast where we give you practical tools to show up, lead with confidence, and stand out with intent. I am your host, Taiwana Wilson, leadership coach, mentor, and the career hype woman you didn't even know you needed. In a previous episode, we talked about claiming your leadership identity. If you missed that one, please go back in the catalog and hit play, because today we will be building on it. This episode is called Your Career, Your Way, How to Position Yourself Like a Pro. And let me tell you, this episode that's going to show you how to go from being qualified to undeniable. So you definitely want to catch these tidbits in the next 15 minutes or so. So let's dive in. It's not enough to be talented. It's not even enough to do great work. If people don't know what you bring to the table, they won't invite you to even sit at it. Positioning yourself is about making sure your value is visible, not just in what you do, but in how others experience you. Let me break it down for you. Positioning is how you shape the way others see your strengths, your value, and your readiness for the next level. It's your personal brand in action. It's how you stand out in a sea of good employees and get seen as a go-to leader. And here's the part nobody tells you. Nobody really talks about it. You're already positioning yourself whether you realize it or not. Every meeting, every email, every introduction, how you show up is creating a perception. So the question is, are you being intentional about it? Let's make this actionable for you. I don't want to just talk. I want to make sure I'm giving you some practical tips that you can walk away with. I want to give you 3 steps to position yourself like a pro without faking it, forcing it, or even overthinking it. Step 1, define your value proposition. What do you bring to the table that solves problems or creates results? Ask yourself, what do people rely on me for? What problems do I solve consistently? What makes me easy to work with but hard to replace? Then craft a simple positioning statement, and it might sound something like this. I help cross-functional teams stay aligned and on track so projects get done faster with fewer headaches. Or could sound something like this. I turn chaos into clarity by building systems that actually make people's lives easier. It's really not about being fancy. It's more so about being clear. Step 2, align what you say with what you show. This is where a lot of people get tripped up. You say you're a leader, but you show up late to meetings. You say you're strategic, but you never speak up when big decisions are on the table. Positioning is about alignment. The story you tell has to match the way you show up. So do a quick audit. Are your emails concise and clear or full of passive language? Are you offering ideas and solutions or just following directions? Do people know what you're working on and more importantly, the impact of what you're doing? You don't have to be perfect, but you do have to be intentional. And then step 3, be seen where it matters. This is not about bragging. It's about visibility with purpose. If you want to be seen as a leader, you need to be in the spaces where leaders show up. That might look like volunteering for a high-stakes project, presenting updates in meetings and not just passing them along, publishing insights on LinkedIn, or even speaking up in your department meetings or town halls. being active in professional associations or employee resource groups. If you're not sure where to start, then try this. Identify one meeting, one person, and one platform this month where you can intentionally show up and share your value. Remember, you don't rise by staying hidden. You rise by being visible, valuable, and consistent. Now, let's talk to both sides of the leadership journey. If you're early in your career, positioning yourself might feel awkward. You don't want to come across as arrogant, right? I get that. I understand. But here's what I want you to hear. Advocating for yourself is not arrogance. It truly is alignment. Start by sharing what you're learning, what you're excited about, or how you're contributing to a project. You don't have to know it all. You just have to own what you do know. And if you're mid-career, your challenge might be and look a little bit differently. You've been doing the work, but people still see you as the reliable doer, not the leader that you really are. That's your cue to shift your positioning. Start showing how your work connects to business outcomes. Use language like, this resulted in XYZ amount of growth, or we were able to increase or decrease our turnaround time by 15%. Position yourself as someone who's not just doing work, but actually driving results. So here's your challenge for this week. Take 10 minutes and write your personal positioning statement. Then pick one way to put it into action. So you could update your LinkedIn headline, say it out loud in your next team intro, drop it into a conversation with your manager. Small shifts equals big impact. And if you're feeling bold, post it using the hashtag #StandOutWithIntent or tag me on LinkedIn or any of the other social media channels, Facebook, Instagram. I love to see how you're showing up and cheer you on in your journey. Before we wrap up, I want to remind you this. Positioning isn't about pretending. It's about presenting your real self strategically and consistently so people understand the value you bring. You've already got what it takes. This is just about making sure people see it. So stop shrinking yourself. Stop hoping someone will magically notice you. Hope without action is not a strategy. And start positioning yourself like the leader that you are. That's it for today's episode of SOS for Leaders. If this gave you a breakthrough, share it with a colleague, subscribe, leave a review, let me know, send me an inbox. Every week, we'll be dropping practical tools and mindset shifts to help you stand out, lead well, and build a career that reflects your full potential. So make sure you bookmark, subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss an episode. They're short, but impactful and actionable. Until next time, my friend, remember, you're not just building a career, you're building a reputation. So position yourself with intent.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of SOS for Leaders, where Taiwana shared nuggets of wisdom that you can use to win in life. Follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and connect on LinkedIn. And remember, the secrets of success in your life resides inside of you. When you know what your strengths are, you can utilize them to live an impactful and influential life.